This is Naked Oceans with Helen Scales and Sarah Carter Perry. This month we're bringing you a special edition of the show, packed full of great marine life, with our 12 Critters of Christmas. Coming up, we'll be finding out where marine snow comes from. But first, here's Richard Phillips from the British Antarctic Survey with an ocean-going bird that I think could definitely give Father Christmas a helping hand.
The Arctic tern is a small seabird, weighs something like 100 or 120 grams, and the breeds all throughout the North Atlantic, on little islands often, or occasionally on mainlands. For such a small species, they travel vast distances. They make the longest migration of any animal on the planet, all the way from the north to the South Pole and back again. So in total, during the non-breeding period, Arctic terns travel upwards of 80,000 kilometres per year. Essentially, the Arctic tern tracks an endless summer, exploiting the productive waters around the breeding colony in the northern summer, and then moving down into the Antarctic for the summer there to exploit the high krill abundance. We track them using geolocators, which are little loggers that you put on the bird's leg that record light, and from them you can derive the time of sunset and sunrise, and using astronomical algorithms you can derive latitude from day length and longitude from the time of local noon. Although Arctic terns don't interact with any major fisheries, the problems they face are probably those to do with natural reductions in food supply as a result of global warming. For example, there's been a decadal decline in Antarctic krill abundance, and that has almost certainly had knock-on effects on the terns. So far, their breeding populations seem to be stable, but with continuing krill declines, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Arctic terns are not unique in terms of being transhemispheric migrants. There are a few other seabirds that follow similar sorts of routes, although they don't tend to go as far south as the Arctic terns. But also these routes, interestingly enough, are those that the clipper ships used during the great trading days of the 19th century.
I think it's really interesting, isn't it, that these birds make use of the same winds that our old trading routes used to sail across the oceans. Although I have to say, it seems like an awful lot of effort to go to, flying all the way from the North Pole to the South Pole and back again every year. But obviously, I guess it must make sense if you're an Arctic tern.
Yeah, they are absolutely fantastic creatures.